Welcome to Sunday Commentary, a weekly program designed to break open the Sunday Scripture readings. Join us as we listen to God's Word and seek to grow in our love and understanding for the good news in our lives. And now, Sunday Commentary with Kevin Doran and Carla Wehrman.
The liturgical scripture readings for the commemoration of all the faithful departed, All Souls Day. A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. They seemed, in the view of the foolish, to be dead, and their passing away was thought an affliction, and their going forth from us utter destruction. But they are in peace. For if before men indeed they be punished, yet is their hope full of immortality. Chastised a little, they shall be greatly blessed, because God tried them and found them worthy of himself. As gold in the furnace, he proved them, and as sacrificial offerings, he took them to himself. In the time of their visitation, they shall shine and shall dart about as sparks through stubble. They shall judge nations and rule over peoples, and the Lord shall be their king forever. Those who trust in him shall understand truth, and the faithful shall abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are with his holy ones, and his care is with his elect. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Responsorial Psalm. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul.
To you, O Lord, I lift my soul.
Remember that your compassion, O Lord, and your kindness are from of old. In your kindness, remember me, because of your goodness, O Lord.
To you, O Lord, I lift my soul.
Relieve the troubles of my heart and bring me out of my distress. Put an end to my affliction and my suffering, and take away all my sins.
To you, O Lord, I lift my soul.
Preserve my life and rescue me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, because I wait for you, O Lord.
To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption through which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if only we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. For creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of the children of God. For creation was made subject to futility, not of its own accord, but because of the one who subjected it, in hope that creation itself would be set free from slavery to corruption and share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that all creation is groaning in labor pains even until now. And not only that, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we also groan within ourselves as we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin, and at this the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread through the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Kevin, we are opening up the month of November with a very unusual happening with All Souls Day on a Sunday. And I want to talk a little bit about All Souls Day. According to Catholic belief, the soul of a person who dies can go to one of three places. The first is heaven, where a person who dies in a state of perfect grace and communion with God goes immediately after death. The second is hell, where those who die in a state of mortal sin are naturally condemned by choice through their own free will. The intermediate option is purgatory, which is thought to be where most people who are free of mortal sin but still in a state of lesser of venial sin must go, those with sinful attachments. And this year, like I said, All Souls Day is on a Sunday, and hopefully all Catholics will attend Mass and offer special prayers for those undergoing purification in purgatory. And every November, this is interesting, every November the Catholic Church allows the faithful to offer a plenary indulgence for souls in purgatory. What this means is that Catholics can release souls from their temporal punishment in purgatory so they can immediately go to heaven. You can offer an indulgence year-round, but the Church recognizes this specific plenary indulgence during the period of November 1st through November the 8th. However, it's a partial indulgence at any other time of the year. It's a disservice to those souls who are in purgatory, for family and friends to assume that they're already in heaven and stop praying for them. You know, a lot of times people will ask me, well, what happens if you do pray for somebody who's already gone to heaven? And I like to say, well, haven't you heard of regifting? You know, God will certainly use your prayers to benefit other souls who are still in purgatory.
Thank you for that. It has been a while since we've had All Souls Day on a Sunday. So as we move into the first reading, you also have some reflections on the Book of Wisdom, Chapter 3 today.
Yes, I do. Yeah, the Book of Wisdom was written only about 30 or 40 years before Jesus was born, before the Jewish people would hear Jesus' proclamation of the kingdom of heaven. But we have the benefit of reading these words with the insight of Christianity. The author of this book, Wisdom, describes the purification of the just by using the imagery of gold being purified in a furnace, and how after being purified, God brings them to himself. Most commonly, this imagery is attributed to martyrs, those who would not reject God even if it meant torture and death. But as I read these words, the first image that I had was that of purgatory. Purgatory is a really hard concept for a lot of Christians, and there are also a lot of Catholics who have trouble coming to terms with it. We know that nothing impure can enter heaven. Okay, but the truth is, most of those who die in the state of grace, you know, that are free from mortal sin, will still have some sinful attachments. And it's those sinful attachments that prevent them from going directly into heaven. So if it wasn't for purgatory, if the only alternatives were heaven or hell, most of us would end up in hell. Purgatory then can be seen for what it really is, a merciful state by which we are purified from all sinful attachments. And then, when we're free from those barriers, we can then enter into the presence of the Almighty God.
Yeah, and I really like how you point that purgatory is how that the faithful departed are being purged of all sinfulness, and that we're a part of that as part of the communion saints. And as I mentioned, today's Wisdom Chapter 3, which, as you said, is the, you know, those righteous, whether they're directly into heaven or into purgatory, I think it's good to kind of contrast the fate of the righteous versus the unrighteous. So I do want to step back into Wisdom Chapter 2 and kind of show the difference between the worldly view of the unrighteous versus the righteous view that we need to embrace as Catholics. So if I step back into Wisdom Chapter 2, I see this. We see materialism in Wisdom 2, verse 3. When it is extinguished, the body will return to ashes and the spirit will dissolve like empty air. We have matter that exists without spiritual reality in that case. We see hedonism in Wisdom 2, verse 7. Let us take our fill of costly wine and perfumes and let no flower of spring pass by us. We see that temporal pleasure as a goal in life. We see relativism in Wisdom 2:11. Let our might be our law of right, for what is weak proves itself to be useless, that no objective moral order. Brothers and sisters, this type of worldly view of life is going to result in the destruction of the person, of the family, and of society. But that's not the life of us. It's not the life of a Christian. The life of a Christian is courage and faith and hope and love. It's dying to ourselves so that Christ may be glorified. And our reward for being that good and faithful servant is everlasting joy in the beatific vision, which is what we hear about in that first reading today. So let us, as the church militant, offer our prayers, our sacrifices, our masses for the church suffering, that they may swiftly join the church triumphant. Yeah. How important our work in this world is for those who are awaiting that beatific vision that you talk about.
It certainly is, yeah.
The second reading today, we hear from St. Paul to the Romans, and I want to actually focus on this first sentence, really. The first sentence describes how the Holy Spirit leads us to freedom, and I want to do that by referencing the example of how the Israelites were led to freedom out of Egypt. So I see this as much like the Israelites were led out of physical bondage out of Egypt, we're led out of spiritual bondage by the Holy Spirit. So let's look at this. We read that those who are led by the Spirit of God, we're led by the Spirit. Remember, the Israelites were led by a pillar of fire in Exodus 13:21. We see in Paul's writing today, they are sons of God. We are sons of God, much like Israel was called God's firstborn in Exodus 4:22. Paul writes that we did not receive a spirit of slavery. Much like God called the Israelites out of slavery of Egypt, we are called out of the slavery of sin by the Holy Spirit. And then Paul writes, and through the Holy Spirit, we cry out, Abba, Father. We are his children. And if children, we become joint heirs with Christ in God's kingdom. And what do we inherit? Something beyond price, beyond value, the salvation of our souls and eternity with the Holy Trinity. Again, how appropriate that is for an All Souls Day reading today.
Yes, it is.
Well, in the gospel today, we hear from Luke.
Yeah, and this reading opens up with the scene of a funeral procession of a young man who was the only son of a widow. Now, there were no Social Security widow's benefits for the woman to fall back on at that time, and the death of her only son, with that she would have had to depend upon the charity of her neighbors. Jesus's act of miraculous resuscitation, his act of compassion, it went beyond just restoring the comfort and security to that one widow. That act of miraculous resuscitation was just as importantly a sign to those who were watching that Jesus was not just an ordinary rabbi. In fact, Luke tells us that the great crowd which had accompanied the widow on the funeral march then declared Jesus to be a great prophet. Jesus' public works of healing, driving out demons, and forgiving sins was to offer proof of his divine mission to help ordinary men and women believe that he really was who he said he was, with the power to overcome death and restore life.
And Jesus came in to this time of grief and touched and restored life and hope. So if you're struggling with hopelessness, if you've lost something or maybe even lost everything, let Jesus touch you and restore your hope. Your situation may or may not change, but your heart will. So let Jesus lead you to a place of peace and joy.
Amen. Amen.
You've been listening to Sunday Commentary with Kevin Doran and Carla Wehrman, produced at the studios of Modern Day Radio. For more information about this show, go to moderndayradio.com. That's MATEREI radio.com.